Blog Talk Radio.
It's really a shame that I had to talk about this, but I talked about this before in dealing with severely mentally ill strangers. When someone, I talked about it a long time ago, but when someone I do not know, when I say I do not know them, I never socialize with them. I don't know who they are. They just happen to be either an African-American person or whoever had made up this malicious, delusional lie that I put her and her grandchildren, her on the street. I put her on the street. That is a lie. I hope that this person been coming over to my home the last 20 years or something like that. And I'm so surprised that this severely mentally ill handicapped person has not been locked in a hospital. I consider them a very dangerous person for making up such a lie. First of all, they perhaps have lived near me on land in 22 years ago, or both 21 years ago, or 20 years ago. That's a very long time, and we shouldn't be talking about those something 20 years ago. Second of all, when I lived over there, I did not talk to this person. I didn't socialize with anybody on land there because it was a dangerous building. I didn't really socialize with anybody in that building either. I was not the landlord. I was not the manager of that building. I never was. So if anyone who has the power to put somebody on the street legally is a landlord or a manager. So as you know, if anyone gets put on the street, a tenant, they get evicted, the person who has that power is the landlord or the manager of the building. They make that decision. I was just a tenant. I didn't live there very long. But I do know that the people, that there were some African-Americans on land, and I did not talk to them because I considered them too nosy and possibly dangerous. I didn't think they were people I was socialized with. I was trying to get out of a building that was filled with roaches, and it was too much crime in that building. And they were not people I would consider talking to. But as they said, we need to be careful about invokes. It was not just African Americans, Latino, or whatever. But regardless, we need to be careful about living near strangers. So we live in apartment buildings, or we can live in condos, or we can live even regular houses. Because I realized I was living next door to a sociopath, a very dangerous person. When someone make up that kind of false lie and keep believing something that never happened, it makes me concerned about the mental health community. Something is wrong when they don't lock up people like that. I think they're on the street, homeless people, or they live nearby. I am glad that they're having a care program passed to put people who are on the street, who are severely mentally ill and dangerous, to lock them up behind bars. Or not behind bars, but in a hospital, so they can get treatment. I consider that woman a danger to me and a man who made up that lie, because they keep coming to my home with this malicious lie, and I have no attraction to them whatsoever. I don't have no attraction to people like that. They're not my type, the way they look like, and so on. It has to do with their character, and it has to do with where they come from. I have no attraction. And the woman who said that, I don't know why she would be attracted to me when I am homosexual. I have no attraction to her, a black man. I have no attraction to another black man. It has nothing to do with racism, because I don't know these people, and they're dangerous. They're danger to me, especially with their mental illness. And I'm very concerned that they have not been locked up in a facility or locked up in a state penitentiary when they go and try to target me and make up stories that are totally false. I had no power as a tenant to put anyone on the street. No tenant. And they came over to my home saying that they committed fraud using my songs through fraud in the music industry and trying to get my home, trying to commit real estate fraud, trying to terrorize me and stalk me. Actually, they have for the last 20 years because of that false delusion about being put on the street. It really is sad that this has happened. These people are mentally ill and dangerous. They're a threat to me and so on. They should be locked up in a mental hospital. They are a dangerous person, dangerous human beings. There's no question about it. They are severely mentally ill, maybe schizophrenia or some delusional disorder. And I have no attraction to people like this. I don't know why they come over here. I'm careful. I go by character. I don't go by race. But when I look at people's personalities, and, you know, there's so many people out here in this world, some people are too dangerous to be around other people. I mentioned this before about that mentally ill handicapped man in Maine who shot up 18 people because he was too dangerous to be around other people. He was in a mental hospital. These people fit that criteria. They're too dangerous to be around me. They're trying to target me because of some, I believe, but from the perception of me, they have something against me for jealousy or something, and I don't know them. They are severely, severely mentally ill. They're dangerous. Wherever they come from, they go back to land their boats. They can't have a place. They are dangerous. And the sad thing is that it's black-on-black crime. These people are criminals. They should have been locked up in prison a long time ago, making up stories that they've been put on the street 20 years on boats of landing. And their own manager and landlord is the only one who has the power to do that. I was never a manager or landlord into anybody, not over there where they were. So I am very concerned why they haven't been locked up either in state penitentiary or prison, because I consider them a danger to me. They're extremely dangerous. They're making up lies and their mental illness. I cannot believe that they come over here 20 years ago and still saying the same thing. I think they're homeless. If they're homeless, I'm so sorry. But they have to deal with it. They have to deal with it themselves. They got to find them, go to a homeless shelter or something. I don't believe they are. I believe they live near in a house or an apartment building near me. It's really sad. It really is. And black-on-black crime happens. You know, it's really sad. These African-Americans are in Latin white hoodlums live on the street are, I consider, very dangerous. I just don't understand. I have told the police about these people, and I don't know why they keep coming over to my condo with some malicious delusional lie. And they're going to still believe their lies. And you know, it really is sad that I have experienced these people, and I think they're jealous of me. And, you know, I go by character, but people like this could be in any race or religion, any economic background. And they can be capable of serious crimes because of their mental illness. This is 22, 21 years later and still coming over here with something that never happened. I hope that they get put in prison. And then they say they're going to try to commit some real estate fraud by selling, buying a home in my name by committing ID theft when I sell it. You know, that is, you know, they're trying to commit some real estate fraud. And so, you know, that is really sad. And they said they have my name on documents for, you know, to sell something with my songs and my music. It really is sad if they committed fraud with music because they want to go to prison. It really, I don't know why the police haven't locked these people up. They make me so angry that I experienced some severely deranged human beings who are so out of touch with reality, who should not be walking the streets because they're a danger to me and other people by blaming me for no reason because of their delusions and their criminal behaviors. it really is sad that this that I experienced a mentally ill stranger who lived next door to me 20-something years ago, who I never met or know, who have something against me. And I really find that profound. And I think it had to do with my skin color, because I think because I am supposed to act a certain way or because the way I look. I mean, it really is sad. And, you know, they committed real estate fraud, they said, because they wanted to get revenge. And they committed fraud on using my material, my music, to try to buy a house and stuff and commit other types, terrorizing, gang stalking. I had tried to file restraining orders on these people. I consider these people dangerous. And she said one of the people's name is Mary. Listen, some of the homeless are dangerous. Even people who live in everyday life people. These people should not be walking the streets. I hope they could get locked up in the hospital or prison, so they could get a psychiatrist to help them see, to get in touch with reality. I don't have no power to, I would never do something like that. When I look back on it, I think that these people were so dangerous that I wish I had never lived in that building on Bolson High School. Because I lived next door to a sociopath who targeted me for years with malicious lies and mental illness. I can't deal with that. And they call him Haskell all the time. I'm really surprised they had not been locked up yet. They have threat, they're a menace to society. They are more than just a criminal. They are severely mentally ill with making up delusions about me. Well, I hope that they get arrested. And if they did any alleged allegations of using my material or trying to commit real estate fraud, they're going to go to prison. They better stay away from me for life. Because my experience with these individuals was so horrific. I'm also, what's also horrific is that the system has not locked these people up. Because I consider these people a threat to me and other people in the society. And they're capable of committing some serious crime against me for no reason because of their delusions and their criminal behaviors. And then going by my race, they should not even come near me. I have no attraction to people like this. It has to do with their character. When someone makes up a lie about me and I do not know them and they just live in the same apartment building 20-something years ago and keep coming over here 20-something years later, they should be locked up in the mental hospital or prison for a long time. They gross me out as individuals. I don't even know why they walk in the streets. Because as I mentioned, that guy in Maine who shot 18 people, they are very similar. They are severely mentally ill, coming over here 20 years later, and that's a very long time. They should have moved on with their lives. If I actually have put them on the street, that would have been a direct situation. I don't have that power. I don't even think about those people. Back when I was over there, they were not somebody I would think about the way they acted. They didn't know how to mind their business because they were sick in the head. And they were dangerous, smoking crack, from what I remember. And that's the thing about dangerous people. That one thing about very dangerous people who are mentally ill, there are three types. They can have a criminal record. The criminals like these people fit that criteria. And they're using drugs and alcohol or smoking marijuana, addicted to marijuana or coke. I didn't hang out with people like that. I hope they go to prison eventually for what they did to me. But I have to tell the police. They keep mentioning insane lies about me, talking about what happened 20-something years ago. They gross me out as human beings. Unfortunately, what is gross is that they can do some serious harm to me or some innocent person for some false allegation that never occurred due to their mental illness, delusional behavior, and criminal intent, which means they are too dangerous to be walking the streets. And that's a fact. That's a serious issue. I hope they get locked up sooner than later, for I can be safe and you can be safe. Too dangerous. There is something abnormal about the society when they allow this despicable human beings coming to my home who I don't know, who got obsessed, who I don't have no attraction to, who lived on Bow Street or in 2002, 2003, or lived on land in 2002, who have a delusion and are dangerous to me for some sick, obsessed reasons. If it had to do with being celebrity or jealousy, they need to go to a locked facility or prison. And I'm going to contact the LAPD about them. They are dangerous. And they also may have peeped in my home with a device. They are some of the most dangerous human beings on the planet, and something is wrong if they don't get locked up sooner or later. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.